Fantastic Mr. Fox, Roald Dahl. One of them shone a flashlight on the hole, and there on the ground, in the circle of light, half in and half out of the hole, lay the poor, tattered, blood-stained remains of a fox's tail. Bean picked it up.
"We got the tail, but we missed the fox," he said, tossing the thing away.
"Dang and blast," said Bogus. "We shot too late. We should have let fly the moment he poked his head out."
"He won't be poking it out again in a hurry," Bunt said.
Bean pulled a flask from his pocket and took a swig of cider. Then he said,
"It'll take 3 days at least before he gets hungry enough to come out again. I'm not sitting round here waiting for that. Let's dig him out."
"Ah," said Bogus, "now you're talking sense. We can dig him out in a couple of hours. We know he's there."
"I reckon there's a whole family of them down that hole," Bunt said.
"Then we'll have the lot," said Bean.
"Get the shovels,"